This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 50 years ago today, President Lyndon Johnson signed legislation establishing the safety net insurance programs Medicaid for poor Americans and Medicare for folks 65 and older. Americans facing the end of life increasingly make use of the Medicare hospice benefit. Now, in theory, this is a cost saver. Hospice patients get regular visits from care providers but avoid costly medical interventions. But it's not entirely clear that hospice is saving Medicare money. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
End-of-life care accounts for a big chunk of Medicare spending, about 25%.
This is actually a statistic that has been remarkably stable from year to year. It hasn't changed very much.
That's Tricia Newman, director of the Medicare Policy Program at the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says a small share of Medicare dollars go to hospice, but spending's on the rise. Newman says of all the Medicare beneficiaries who died in 2013, half used hospice services.
And that is a rate that has doubled since the year 2000.
Hospice involves less medical care, but the savings from that are unclear. So says Mike Plotsky, a health economist with Apt Associates. He studied hospice use among nursing home residents and found those folks actually had higher end-of-life costs because of lengthy hospice care.
These findings give some pause about whether or not hospice is going to save Medicare money or not.
Plotsky says, given the rapid expansion of the hospice care industry, the costs warrant further study. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.